Week to week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic addresses a health issue and explains how to deal with it naturally. In the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about hydration, and Dr. Betty's been dispelling some myths, introducing me and I guess you to coconut water, and now I'm curious to hear what else we can know about hydration. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. A lot of my patients ask me, you know, when I mention to them that they really need to drink more water, they ask me what kind of water, and the question is tap water really safe? A lot of people buy bottled water, for example. And the one thing with municipal tap water, it's generally considered to be safe, especially in a modern water supply system. Unfortunately, there's a lot of chlorine in it. And one of the big issues that I warn patients about, for example, especially those people that are going up to their cottages or people who have well water, there's always the risk of things like bacteria and parasites. They can easily enter the water source in private wells, and you know it can contribute to some common bacterial intestinal diseases. So everything from salmonella, shigella, some parts of the world, you know, if you're really traveling a lot, even cholera. But typically in North American waterways, we can be exposed to a parasite called Cryptosporidium, which is a very long word, and that can cause diarrhea and some other issues as well. So, you know, sometimes people have gone, for example, traveling to Mexico, or they come back from their cottages and they have some intestinal issues. So knowing the kind of water to drink is really important. We have a number of other things in tap water that can include pesticides, even lead, especially city water in older houses. You know, we used to have lead pipes that can leach out. Hormones and pharmaceuticals, chlorine, fluoride, all these kinds of contaminants are in the water. So often when patients come to see me, I put them in contact with some certain suppliers. And one of the best forms of water is actually filtered water, a system that you can actually put in your home, whether it's a full home system or underneath your sink. And I do have that information for patients that do want to contact me, you know, because there's so many different suppliers of these kinds of systems that you can get. But basically anything that filters out the bacteria, the pathogens, sometimes we filter out fluoride as well. And depending on what part of the city they live in, that will determine how hard or soft their water is. So, you know, I can put them in contact with the best person to help them decide the best filter for their house.
So all parts of the city of Toronto aren't even equal, because if you're living in a 100-year-old home, you might have lead pipes.
Absolutely. And lead pipes, you know, even if the pipes have been replaced, sometimes there's lead solder, for example, and sometimes it takes a while to get flushed out. And for my patients, I actually do test for heavy metals and test them for lead and aluminum and mercury if we suspect that their symptoms might be associated with those kinds of heavy metal contaminants.
So if anyone listening wants to talk about water, hydrating their body, and staying safe with the water they drink, then Dr. Betty can help you. All you have to do is call and book a complimentary consultation for 15 minutes, either on the phone or in person. And the number, Dr. Betty?
It's 905-707-2001.
905-707-2001. 15-minute chat. You'll educate yourself and you'll learn about the water that you're drinking at home and elsewhere. Thank you, Dr. Betty. I look forward to learning more and how to deal with our health naturally next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.